Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
I'm pleased to be joined once again by Benedict Hardy from Cognac Hardy. How are you doing today, Benedict?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Taylor.
What product are we tasting today?
We're tasting my favorite. We're tasting Noce de Diamant, which means diamond anniversary, because since 1961, we have used the wedding anniversary series to designate the age of the blends that we put in our decanters. The one we're tasting today is our 60-year-old. Reason why it's called diamond anniversary or Noce de Diamant, because when you're married 60 years, which is quite a treat, it's the diamond anniversary.
When we spoke a few days ago about the Noce de Pearl, you mentioned that the master blender, Mikhail, has a specific goal when putting these products together. What would you say the intention is for Noce de Diamant?
It was really something that he was looking forward to continue after my uncle and the other blender we had in between stopped to be our maître de chai and cellar master. He thought it was a very, very heavy responsibility to carry and carry the flag and continue to be making what was at the beginning called a family reserve. Before we did the Noce series, this product, which is a 60-year-old blend of Grand Champagne Cognac altogether, at least 30 different ones, aged separately and then blended, had already a very special reputation in our company. It was created after Noce d'Or, the golden anniversary, which my uncle put together in 1961. But right after that, in the early 70s, Noce de Diamond was born, but under the name Family Reserve. And it was something that my family would greet you with every time you were having dinner or lunch at home. It was really the pride and joy of the company. So for Michael, it was a burden and pride at the same time to be able to continue and carry the flag and be able to say, my Noce de Diamant is what Benedict's ancestors left me. And I have to thank my ancestors, because in our business, we wouldn't exist without them. I would not be in this business without them. And Michael feels exactly the same way. He said, without the experience of whoever trained me, I wouldn't be here.
At that age, 60 years old, are all of the eau de vie coming from barrel, or might some of them be in demijohn, the glass bonbon?
I would say 90% at least come from oak. We're very fortunate that we invest very heavily in every year. The company buys between 700 and 800 new barrels. Every single cognac in our company starts its life in brand new oak. It has been a tradition and it will continue as much as we can, because it's a price, but it's the result shows. And a good barrel for me can last 60, maximum 70 years. So in the ranch that he inherited from my ancestors, Michael has some that are still in oak and some others that are not in oak. And he's the only one that can really decide which one stays and which ones go. At this age, the barrel is not giving any more qualities, I would say, after 60 years, well, let's be honest. And you don't want the product to be super oaky. It has no interest. You don't want to chew wood. You want to taste the fruit. You want to taste the complexity of the product and the ratio, which is number one quality in an old cognac. I would say that 90% is still in oak, but 10% come from demijohn, because some products age faster than others. And that's the reason why we have to taste them on a regular basis. That's why aging cognac is not putting cognac in a barrel for 60 years and never touch it. It's not the case. This business requires so much attention and so much work. We go from humid cellars to dry cellars, for instance, in the beginning of the course of the life of a cognac, an eau de vie. And most people that do that have much better result than if you stay in humid cellars all your life, or dry cellars in which you lose tremendous amount of volume and also have a risk of concentrating the flavor so much that it becomes super oaky. So basically, yes, for diamond, a few are in demijohn and others are still in oak.
Every cognac from the Hardy house starts its life in a new barrel. How many months or maybe years is that for each cognac?
In our company, a VS is never aged less than 3 years. So brand new oak for 18 months minimum. Then it is rotating to another barrel, which we call fût roux, which have been already aged. But for VSOP, it's only 14 months. And for XO, it's only 10 months because you have to take into consideration the number of extra years that the product will spend in oak. You cannot leave an XO in brand new oak and not move it because your product for sure will have more defects than quality. We tasted a product that was only 4 years old and I was amazed of the density, the complexity of the years. And he said, well, that's a Grand Champagne that comes from the heart of Segonzac, a friend of mine. He said that I recently tasted and I wanted you to see what effect the dry cellar had on it for 1 year. Because if we take the products brand new, they start their aging process in humid cellars, and then they move a year after into dry cellars for 1 year, in which we lose at least between 5% and 6% of the volume. And then it comes back to the humid cellar to finish its aging.
What characteristics do you see from eau de vie that stay in a dry cellar?
Well, in humid cellar, you don't lose as much volume as you lose in dry cellar. But the combination of both makes the most balanced eau de vie and the best colored eau de vie. If you want to avoid using caramel, which is not forbidden, but it's not something that we like to do, you need the right color on the shelf. When the eau de vie starts its life in humid cellar, doesn't lose much volume, but the degrees goes down slowly. And in the dry cellar, the volume goes up through the roof very quickly, but the color also becomes more intense because it takes more tannin for the dry because of the dryness of the and the atmosphere. So we need both to get a balanced eau de vie. We need this complexity and this process, humid cellars and dry cellars.
So the angels from the dry cellar have a little bit more meat on their bones.
They party more, I can tell that. The party is much nicer. We have a dry cellar in the Charente-Maritime. The roof is dark as you could be. Now it's black. It's a very natural process that exists in rum, in scotch, in bourbon, and everywhere. When you have the evaporation of alcohol, the little fungus grows. You have these old cellars that are made of stones, but unfortunately, the one that hold old cognacs, they turn black because this little fungus, Torula cognacensis, the real name, grows and really, because of these vapors, feeds on those vapors.
We should also talk about the stunning decanter that Noce de Diamant comes in. So can you talk about that?
Yes. This decanter was made around 30 years ago by Saint-Louis Crystal. Unfortunately, Saint-Louis changed hands and we stopped dealing with them. But this decanter was very appreciated and very loved by many of our customers and is still today. So as many crystal houses disappeared in France, we needed to find some people that would be able to reproduce and replicate something like Saint-Louis was for us. And so we went to Portugal and the Portuguese have done wonders. They are the one producing today. I know that some people can say, well, what is really important is the taste. I agree with that. That's why we're very careful what we put in our decanters. But I also think we taste with our eyes.
So let's just move quickly to a tasting note. Okay. So what do you get on the nose, the palate, finish? I'll let you take it from here.
Okay, this product is a Grand Champagne. And for me, Grand Champagne is a little strong and masculine at the beginning of its aging process. But when you reach the age of 60, you are in what I call the age of spices. As you know, you have three ages, basically the ages of flowers, the ages of fruit, the age of spices. And for me, diamond is really, Noce de Diamant is really that range. In 2003, Paul Pacult, who was the first one to write on spirits, selected this Noce de Diamant as the best spirit he had tasted all year. And it was such a compliment. I was very emotional about the fact that he had selected this product. I said, I don't want to deflate your ego, Benedict, but you have nothing to do with that. Kiss your ancestors for me. They are the one that made that cognac. And believe me, for me, Noce de Diamant is really in the spice age. On the nose, you have this lovely rancieux, which is this walnut oily flavor that really stands out. And fruit that are really plump, you know, that are really voluptuous. That's what you have on the nose. Then on the palate, interestingly enough, you have bitter orange notes, marmalade, candied fruit, and a touch of ginger. Ginger is not something that I see often mentioned because it's close to pepper, but slightly different. And then on the finish, I'm always stunned by the length and how velvety this product is. There is no hint of alcohol. So what is left are only a bunch of flavors, which are so elegant. Saffron, leather, cigar box that have this amazing aromas. So obvious in this product on the finish. So it's luscious, it lasts, and it's what makes this product probably my favorite.
It's yes. December 23rd, one day away from the big holiday meals that we're all about to have. Is it safe to assume that Noce de Diamant will be on your table?
It is very safe to assume. I definitely advise that you pour this cognac before the meal, and so it can evolve in your glass. You can lose the ethers and only will remain the best flavors.
Thank you very much for your time, Taylor, and talking to us. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays too. And thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.